What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Wednesday, December 1st. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Only place you're going to get updates to my Sims as we get closer to lock. Let me know in the comments section, who's your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate? And finally, shout out to Prize Picks for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code AwesomeO when signing up at Prize Picks to get up to $100 on your first deposit. Now we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Giannis Antetokounmpo, Lou Dort, Marcus Morris, Josh Giddey, and Kevin Porter on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. First up at number five, I'm looking at Nikola Jokic. He is just center eligible, 11K, projected for 61.5, and the goal is 61.5, so he's going to do that a lot. 23% chance to be in the optimal lineup. He's going to play 34 minutes or more. I've got him at 1.8 fantasy points per minute in this matchup because we don't have PJ Dozier anymore. There's no Jamal Murray. There's no Michael Porter Jr. And we know what Jokic does in those scenarios. Right now, projected usage, 35%. I got him in for 29 points, 16 boards, 6.5 assists, plus 2 stocks in a pace up spot against Orlando, a team that he should not be worried about in any way. Next up at number four, we have my sort of preferred pay-up option, although he's just not all that expensive. It's Paul George, shooting guard, small forward eligible, 8,600, projected for 47.5. The goal is 51.5. He's in the optimal lineup 24% of the time. I have no idea why Paul George is priced like this, given what he's been doing so far this season. I got him in for 36 minutes, 1.3 fantasy points per minute, 34% usage. I mean, he has the ball constantly, 26 points, 9 boards, 6 assists, 2 stocks. Big time pace up spot against Sacramento. Sacramento, by the way, on a back-to-back. He's so flexible at this point, and at 8,600 works in any build you want. I love getting to Paul George today. Next up at number 3, we're looking at Malcolm Brogdon. He is point guard, shooting guard eligible, just 7,200, projected for 40. The goal is 45.5, and he's in the optimal lineup 27% of the time. Again, when Indiana's playing a normal close game, Malcolm Brogdon's playing 36 minutes or more. 1.1 fantasy points per minute in this spot. 27% usage, 22.7 boards, 6 assists. I mean, that's a really nice balanced line. And it's very easy for him to just go up a little bit in each stat and all of a sudden he becomes necessary. There's even a stock out there to be found. It is a slight pace down spot against Atlanta. Atlanta is a solid team. I don't think that Malcolm Brogdon's super worried about it. 7,200, getting point guard and shooting guard, that's a spot that I'd like to be probably more often than most people on this slate. Although he's not even the best play on his own team, that would be $5,400 Caris LeVert, shooting guard, small forward eligible, projected for 32, the goal is 38. He's in the optimal lineup 29% of the time. This one makes me nervous, but he's playing increased minutes over his last few games. I got him in for 32 here. Right at a fantasy point per minute. So 32 minutes, 32.4 fantasy points. I got him in for 27% usage. Dude dominates the ball when he has it. 18, almost 19 real points, 4 boards, 4 assists, 1.5 stocks, same matchup against Atlanta. It just so happens, though, that the ability to put him in at shooting guard and small forward, it's not the same as it is on DraftKings, but it's still super helpful to have that crossover across positions. And 5,400 is just not all that problematic. When he gets it going, a 38-point GPP goal doesn't seem all that crazy to me. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder to please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, and let me know in the comments section who your favorite and least favorite contenders are. And don't forget to sign up at PrizePicks using the promo code, AwesomeO. And finally, the number one contender for today is PJ Washington. He is power forward center eligible, 4,900, projected for 30. The goal is 36. He's in the optimal lineup 30% of the time. We actually didn't see him start this last time out. I think that might change a little bit. We only got 6 minutes out of Nick Richards, even if he doesn't. I think the expectation here is going to be that PJ Washington is playing around 30 minutes. He's basically a fantasy point per minute guy, so much so that I have him projected for 30.0 fantasy points in 30 minutes. 13 points, 7 boards, 2.5 assists, 2.5 stocks. Slight pace up spot against Milwaukee. Obviously not the best spot in the world. And for someone like PJ Washington, who is a little foul prone, Giannis isn't going to be the best thing in the world for him. But that doesn't matter. He's sub 5K, playing 30 minutes, And you don't just have to roster him at center, you get the power forward eligibility. That makes PJ Washington the number one contender for today. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Wednesday, December 1st. DraftKings version is around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. Keep your eyes peeled for my updates. We're back again tomorrow morning for another edition of The Contenders.